coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Well, they are redefining our language, redefining our laws, shredding our constitution, and burning down the world. That's exactly what they are doing. And by they, I mean the party of Davos, the satanic, pedophilic leaders of this country. Just one quick announcement, folks. We have been deplatformed from Patreon for our alleged criminal encouragement of January 6th. So when you go to our page and see that message that's on your screen, you know why. It's Patreon. It's not us. Don't adjust your set. It's not your set. It is Patreon. And there is, I guarantee, flipping to you, there's more to come and more carnage to be had. All right. False and controlled narratives. Satan's soldiers are turning the devil's lies into truths. Their truths, not ours. And these truths are embraced by the deluded, by the demonically deluded, I might add, because other than if your head is not in the word, you're going to become deluded. You're going to believe in the lies. And, you know, truth dies. Well, the lies thrive in darkness. And we're seeing darkness envelop everything with that. If you want to throw that scripture up, Eric the Tech, good to see you. And there is a scripture. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will shew the nations thy nakedness, and the kingdoms thy shame. Very, very important scripture. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. Make sure you subscribe. Please subscribe to his intelligence briefings. Make sure you get a hold of the Mega Drought as well as the latest DVD. Get it now. Okay, do it now. The holidays, of course, are coming up, and if you do exchange gifts, it's important to do that. So anyway, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, a good friend of mine, my brother, he is my brother, and I love the guy, and I believe what he's got to say. Steve?
Thank you, Doug. And Eric, if you'd put that back up, the scripture in Nahum, I think they pronounce his name Nahum. To me, it's Nahum. To those who know how to spell it, you know, put it back up because I want to read the second one. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, there has never been a more concise and precise articulation from the Word of God to specifically the United States of former America than this sixth verse. Now listen to this. And I will cast abominable filth upon thee and make thee vile and would set thee as a gazing stock. And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee, and saying, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? In essence, who's going to care? Whence shall I seek comforters for thee? There won't be anyone to comfort us. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that in essence, what Doug just read, understand, the fifth verse, it's God speaking this. The sixth verse is he's casting abominable filth upon the United States because the church, that which calls itself the church, those who call themselves, quote, whatever, Christians, that's open to debate. But ladies and gentlemen, we saw the other night, we saw signing of an act against God, an act of defiance. It wasn't the Marriage Defense Act. We saw the slaughterhouse. I have to change my thinking again, Doug. The slaughterhouse bathed in rainbow colors, and we saw two drag queens. And if, Doug, to my knowledge, and I won't say exactly what they said, but one of the drag queens, or whatever you call it, the drag pronoun person, was there telling about how to teach children to perform oral sex. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is a God in heaven. He is holy. Blessed be his name. There is a word that God basically uses for a nation such as ours. It's reprobate. It is beyond repentance. God gave us space after 9/11. He gave us space between years. He gave us space to repent. But all we did was want to basically party on. And what is so critical is right now we are in a pre-nuclear apocalyptic world. I'm told that, and I'm just told this recently, the reason so many people that are talking about the situation in Russia are being deplatformed, they're being interfered with. I can speak to that personally. Internet sites going down. I can't even post sometimes at night. I pray. I call all my contact people. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, here's what's going on. In relationship to that passage you just read, the devil gets the people who have walked in the blessing of God to commit sexual perversion. It's in history. Sodom and Gomorrah. Obviously, we all know about Nineveh. And for the record, Nineveh repented, when they were given the word from Jonah, but then they were destroyed 100 years later. There is no fear of God in the land. I'm talking about the awesome, reverential fear that the angels in heaven cry, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which is and was and is to come." There's no application of God's word, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven." In essence, most people are saying, well, you know, we don't even read, most Christians eat jellyfish, 70% are claiming they don't even believe in original sin. They don't believe that there's only one way to the Father through Jesus Christ. And the other thing, Doug, that really is preposterous to me, if all the years I've been on talk radio, podcast, broadcast, you name it, is that there is no fury over the entity Yuval Noah Harari. I'm going to make it clear to everybody. That entity is possessed by one of the oldest archons in the history of fallen angels. You could say, well, how can you make that statement? Well, simple. It's really easy when after multiple years of the glyphs and God revealing the hidden works of darkness so that the righteous might repent. But I said to the Lord, I said, God, the righteous don't think they need to repent. He said, that's why you speak my word. That's why my other servants speak my word, is to bring those who can come to repentance. In the closing pages of history, notice those are his words, closing pages of history, to repentance. In other words, Doug, you and I and Alex, and it doesn't matter what level, this is what, I better be careful, this is what incenses me about people that knock Alex, they knock Mike, they knock you, they knock me, they knock everybody, but they do nothing except assuage their empty, miserable, freaking lives because they think that somehow they don't have to respond to even the promptings of God. And I want to go on record right now. There is no way that anybody can know the future except God himself reveals it, first through his written word, second through real prophetic word, and third through the Spirit of God literally teaching us, showing us, opening our eyes, just as when Jesus was walking with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And the scripture, I love it, "Then opened he their eyes." People, two men walking with the Lord after his resurrection. And Jesus is walking. I mean, it was so normal to them that they were just talking amongst themselves. How cool is this? Then Jesus opened their eyes. My prayer for today, this morning, is that God will open our eyes. Now, I want to, Eric, I sent a bunch of news articles, and if you just put them up in the order of I sent them to you, I want to show people what is, how do I say this, causing many people worldwide to get extreme heartburn. Because here's the precept, Doug. The powers that be, the devils that are, the fallen angels do not want people to really take the threat of nuclear war, and not only the threat, but now we're implementing it. Obviously, the Russians said that there's no turning back now, which is true. But I want Eric to put up the first story I sent you. This is it. They call this Russian submarine the Black Hole for a reason. Nothing I'm saying today is classified. I do not possess any classified information, but I do have access to incredible research. I have an understanding of this stuff, and I give God the glory. The black hole submarines have been known to be untracked and untrackable, and to literally dug surface within, you know, a quarter of a mile, even less than that, of an aircraft carrier, then sink beneath the waves and then go on and not be able to track. That's why they call it the black hole submarine. We don't have anything like it. When you tell the truth, I want to make this clear, and I'm fired up. I probably should strap
in
today. Yeah, but I want people to understand the truth is not propaganda. I categorically reject, and I'm saying this, I've watched, you all watch those, even Republicans and Republicans, and now Republicans, all you guys watch the vilification of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. I think, Doug, it's the 12th point. But to pretend, to keep haranguing, identify a target and never let up. That is what has been done to the president of Russia. President Putin, and I'm going to share this, I'm not talking about anything morally, but what I'm talking about, I don't know his situation, but I am telling you this. This is total controlled narrative, trying to get the world to see, the president of the strongest nuclear-powered nation in the world as a villain, and trying to vilify him, nullify and destroy him. Now, this is critical. I don't think I could say in history, and I write about it, so I think I know a little bit about it, both ancient prehistory and contemporary history. And if I don't, the guys that can tell you, you know, dates and months and days, like Martin Armstrong, there are people that have that absolute understanding of history. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about right now the specific vilification of the country of Russia, of President Putin, of Medvedev, of their foreign minister Lavrov. Nobody's fought harder to avoid nuclear war. Now, ladies and gentlemen, no one accepted, Doug, you and I were starting to talk about this from the time of the Ukrainian invasion, that this was a setup. Ukraine is to be the buffer zone in order for the West to try and destroy Russia. They will not succeed. I urge everyone to go on my front page, stevequayle.com, and to read Henry Gruber's vision, or you can go on the internet, but go on, that's easy. Just, I interviewed him a year before his death in my fireplace room. We had fireplace chats. It's on the Henry Gruber tribute link. Dmitry Dudeman, when he was brought here from Romania, and I get some insane Arnold Henrys. Anybody knows what an Arnold Henry is? Well, we're talking about black hole submarines. In essence, we have land marines that basically you'd have to replace the word black with. Oh, that's so not Christian. No, I'll tell you what's not Christian. The point that's not Christian is we sit back, we watch people like the Entity. I'm talking one of the oldest evil entities in the world, okay, who has possessed this man, who's making war on God, making war on Jesus Christ, saying, I'm going to destroy all humanity. We're going to take all your stuff. You're going to love us. Oh, I'd worship the Antichrist before I'd worship Jesus. You sure the hell would. You've got one of his archons possessing you. And I want to make this clear. I do not mean it in a literary sense. I do not mean it in a metaphorical sense. I mean it in a literal sense. Because you cannot read the Bible and be a student of prophecy that not understanding the pride and arrogance that that entity is speaking. And there's very little outrage, Doug. There's no outrage. Why isn't the guy in the white suit in Rome speaking out against it? Oh, by the way, he's the one that told you not to proselytize. He, by his power that he assumes, or the orders he takes, was told to negate the Great Commission. He's also the entity that said, don't a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is not to be sought. Of course not. Because that's the only thing that's going to redeem you from the devil and the hell and the end time world religion. And by the way, the Catholics and the Muslims and the evangelifish are all joining together in Chrislam, okay? It becomes so problematic. Now, Eric, put the next story up. We're talking about three things that the United States does not possess, okay? The next one is supercavitating torpedoes. Russia and Iran have them. U.S. Navy doesn't. This means that Russia and Iran and other nations that probably are working on, not the United States, their submarines have what are called supercavitating. Sometimes the term is hypercavitating. What that means, and I'm looking for something that I can hold as an example, that normally a torpedo that's going through the water is confronted by the friction of the water in front of it or the pressure. Hypercavitation, supercavitation uses a technological jet increasing bubble. So imagine you no longer have water in front of you. You have basically a bubble of air, an airspace. Those things can go 300 knots. There's even 300 knots. There's even references in some of the literature, open source, that they have sub-Mach torpedoes. Mach is 715 miles an hour, I think, at sea level. So what is important is more, how should I say this? This is all fact. This is not dramatic, but this is the actual fate. And so today, when one of the stories out there, well, I'll get to that a little later. Eric, go ahead and put up the next one, please. Okay. Total wipeout. Putin's 16,000 mile per hour Satan II nuke with 12 warheads that could destroy UK to be ready in a year in WW3 fears, World War III fears. That was basically not accurate. They're ready now. So here's what I was told this morning, Doug. The reason why platforms are going to be debt platform, people like me shut up, shut off, and outside the grace of God, shut down, is because they want everyone sleepily going to their own demise in a nuclear Armageddon.
I couldn't have said that any better.
Go ahead, sir.
It's amazing to me how many people believe that, hey, you know what, we're at the cusp of a great revival in this nation, which I'm not going to, you know, to assail. However, what they're forgetting is the repentance part, what is happening at the White House with these Sodom and Gomorrah-like events, and then the external threat, like you just showed, with respect to the missiles or the torpedoes and the missiles. You know, what do people think? Are people even thinking today?
No. The answer is never even ask that question again, Doug, because I'm not saying you have to listen to me on this, but you should say it this way in the affirmative. People don't think any longer because they cannot think any longer due to everything that has come upon them. And then just anybody challenge you on that, I'll defer you to the words of Bill Casey, former director of CIA, when he said, basically, we'll know our efforts have been effective when everything the American people believe is a lie. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's not just coming from Joe and Pete at the bar, splitting a bottle of whiskey and hoisting, you know, shots and laying the shot glasses over on the, you know, the typical scene, you know, especially in Westerns. But the point is that what we're watching is, Doug, I would call this the walking lobotomization of the former greatest nation in the world, former. And don't give me any of the crap, people, that I don't love my country. Where were you the last 30 decades? 30 decades, I was not around, but 30 years. So, Eric, I think I sent you another, and thank you, Eric, for doing this. I sent you another one. Yep, thank you. This is it, Doug. Here is the key. Russian Donbass commander, nuclear escalation inevitable. Elite Belarusian forces begin staging for sweep into Western Ukraine. And Eric, if you'd scroll down so I can read the first paragraph, there you go. Thank you. Now, listen to this, everyone. Listen to this. Russia is unable to defeat the NATO bloc without using nuclear weapons, a Russian commander has admitted. And I won't even try. Khodorkovsky commanded, or commander of Russian forces in Donetsk, stressed that Russia is fighting against the entire Western world. So the next escalation of war in Ukraine can only be nuclear. Do you see the red? Now, yes, that's a true statement. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind everybody that the Ukraine made the statement they're going to be the first globalist country. Who wants Russia destroyed? They've already pretty much successfully, the globalists, have already pretty much destroyed the United States. The country's divided. And ladies and gentlemen, if you think the perversion in the White House is something, I can't even, it's so profane, I cannot even speak of it on a podcast, what goes on in the Pentagon. Can't. And I won't. It is so, let's just say this, you don't come up against Poseidon 100 megaton nuclear torpedoes that can become, I would call, almost in a geostationary position beneath a carrier group by overcoming it with red high heels, panty parties, they are what they sound like, and some of the most horrific dressing up like dogs and going at it like dogs. And by the way, people never believed that, Doug, until the picture was out. And I don't know if you posted or even mentioned it, but I think it was an army colonel dressed in, you know, his dog fetish face and, you know, talking about the young pups.
The Pentagon has become Rush Week at UPenn. I mean, it is what it is. The perversion has overtaken the normal and accepted now as normal, which is...
There is no normal. There's only perversion now. Exactly. I guess that's what you're saying.
Yes.
You know, the point that we've got to make, ladies and gentlemen, is this. The reason alternative news has to go away is the same reason that we're coming into the 42 months of the deepest persecution that's ever been known in the history of mankind. Now, I want to make it clear, too, Doug. I try, and I guess I fail. I believe the two witnesses are here. As a matter of fact, I know they're here, and I also know the AC is here, the Antichrist. But until they're both publicly revealed, the clock for the official times and a half doesn't start. So I'm being quoted as saying, oh, the Great Tribulation's already started. I said tribulations have begun. The countdown, in my opinion, take it, Lord, in prayer. The concurrent revelation of the Antichrist, along with the two witnesses concurrently, is what starts the clock. I don't know, Doug, when that happens. I just know this, that God always has his men prepositioned and women for such a time as this. Obviously, the quote comes from, you know, Queen Esther. I mean, God didn't have to go find Esther and say, and I don't mean this to be mocking, but God didn't have to say, angels, go find Queen Esther. I got to have her here for this point in time. Everything is in motion and everything is set. That we are in a time period unlike any, you know, I obviously was, let's just say this, being a little excited over some of the news today and in the presence of my wife, and she said, Steve, and I can't say it, she did a better job than I did. This is Satan's time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, how can it be Satan's time, but we're going to experience the greatest revival? Well, easy. God's people have always had God come to their aid and deliverance, and I know of no place in the Old Testament where anybody from David to King Jehoshaphat to Nehemiah to any of the to Moses to anybody, Abraham, starting with Abraham, that have ever been able to deliver themselves by their own strength. God has always arisen and fought for his people that would trust in him. I don't see any mention of that, Doug, and I want to make this clear. I think with Hariri, as Hariri end, is the most horrific, blasphemer that's ever existed, and hardly a yawn, a burp, or even a major concern in anywhere in Christendom. This is our God. This is the King of Glory. This is our Savior, Jesus Christ. That every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And those who claim him, hey, it's like this. It's that I would call the blank look of death, blod look, okay? Blank look of death. Well, Brother Quayle, you're misleading the people of God. Don't you know there's going to be a great revival? Don't you know, brother, gold dust is going to go into your pockets. I said, the only dust that's going to anything is a dustpan of the people that will be destroyed by believing that you can have a move of God without repentance. I want to ask you this too, Doug. I'm just assuming, but maybe you don't either. I don't watch Christian videos very often because I'm trying to stay in the realm of where God has directed me. And when people get bent out of shape and send me emails, I can't block them all. Quit talking about Jesus, quit talking about God. What are you, health spawn? And I mean that. Look, here's the deal. We have the spirit of Antichrist now so present. I believe the literal Antichrist is present. He just hasn't been revealed to the world yet. Obviously, there's prophecies that have gone that he has been crowned. I got that information apart from the crowning of whatever the lady prophet that said that or lady person that said that. But that the Antichrist was crowned. But ladies and gentlemen, we are now watching the setup for the massive annihilation of a quarter of a billion people in the United States. Doug, does that even register? Even though you know the Deagle report, I'll give it right back to you for a sec, for an hour if you want. But bottom line is that it is, they tell you what they're going to do. They're doing it. The amount of deaths, literal deaths by people who were threatened, who have been deplatformed, who their source of revenue have been, doctors' lives destroyed, nurses' lives destroyed. Where is the disconnect? You watch what they did with a false narrative. And now the Bravo Sierra, that just seems to be less offensive, of the narrative was, well, maybe this was a bioweapon from the Wuhan lab. Ladies and gentlemen, probably, in my opinion, based on people I know around the world, and it's over 100 million people have died from that and are yet to die from that, all the different injections. Well, the official VAERS report, what do you believe? When are any of the figures that those guys come out with true? So let's just say this. The same contained narrative that mocked, ridiculed, killed in some cases, and cut off the cash flow that was telling you the truth, telling you the truth. By the way, from day one, I said it was a bioweapon. People say, how do you know that? Well, really simple. Research, I told everybody this is coming, 15, 20 years ago in Breathe No Evil. I don't even remember when it was written. But the bottom line is that talking about race-specific bioweapons, talking about individual-specific bioweapons, which, by the way, I got challenged by some scientists. I said, go look at COAST, Project COAST, COAST. And I said, and what you see, understand. I got to look. I had nothing to do with anything in South Africa except being able to research and being given access, and that was like 20 years ago, I think, to information. So I just said A equals B and B will equal C. And now you were told on the Hagman show and science guys, those of you who are on private briefings, and I would tell everybody, private briefings is the most critical thing I have ever produced, because it's not just my information. It's some of the most, how should I say this? Prescient, important, and life-threatening and life-saving information. And we only are opening that up December and January. This year, obviously anybody who came mid-year, all subscriptions will be honored. But because we need to tie down, our lists and everything, I'm just encouraging people. It's $149 a year. That's 12 bucks a month. And the thing is that it's one of the most, I don't think there's a more costly, without inflated budgets, report on the internet. It means
just want to say this, you know, without overstating this, your intelligence briefings, as I call them, are just that. And folks, look, that's about the only way that you are going to be getting information, because my days are numbered. Others, Steve on the internet, his days are numbered. Anyone who's telling the truth, their days are numbered. We can circumvent that for a time. Don't know how long, but definitely subscribe. Please do that. And you know what? You will get more information from these private briefings than anywhere else, guaranteed. And Steve, I said that not as a sales pitch, but people's lives will depend on this. And, you know, anyone who says, well, if it was that important, you wouldn't charge for it. Number one, yeah, you need to, because there are costs involved. And second of all, there's a level of protection there. Okay, so I'm not going to get into any further on that. But please do that. Do it today. And, you know, that would make a heck of a great Christmas gift if you give gifts for Christmas, if that's your thing. To a spouse, a relative, a friend, a coworker, and that's go to stevequayle.com and subscribe. Click on the appropriate link to subscribe. Everything is kind of stevequayle.com is like the homepage, and then you got Gen 6 and other places. But there it is. So please do that. Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead.
Thank you. And again, for people that say, and I want to make this clear too, because quite candidly, you know, you and I both know we have a lot of, let's say this, questionable characters, both men and females, that hang out on you know, these podcasts, broadcasts. But I got accused the other day, and people say, you're always defending yourself. Blankety blank, you're blankety right I am, because that's the only way I could say it. The holding back of information, Jesus said it this way, I'm not Jesus. Thank God, I'm not. I've never, you know, some people say, oh, he thinks he's Jesus. Cartoons have portrayed me. Look, here's the deal. Jesus, I know. I don't know these critics, the nameless ones or the faceless ones. But what's important to understand is that the message has gone forth. There comes a time when Doug Hagman's voice is silenced. There comes a time when my voice is silenced. And based on information in the last 72 hours, it's not an exaggeration to say that day is fast approaching. And I am not suicidal. I want to make that statement. I'm not suicidal. I am not suicidal. So the point is that we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the worst times in history starting before our eyes. And it's like, who cares? Well, you better care. Because
you know something, Steve, you bring up a good point, because no one gives a damn unless it happens to them. You know, yes. I got mine, too bad for you, neener, neener. Okay. And then all of a sudden, well, they took my Facebook down, or they took this down, or they took that. Well, welcome to the party, pal. Because I'll tell you something, everybody is going to go down. Everyone who's telling the truth is going to go down. And I would question those people who are still up and still have working platforms in terms of Patreon, PayPal, and stuff. It's just a matter of time for some, for others. I would question that. Go ahead.
Well, and I think that's critical. Look, Doug, there's a generation of those of us who've been on, you know, talk radio and podcasting. Look, we lost. We're losing more and more. And I think one of the most intelligent men out there, he wouldn't care for my view on certain areas, and doesn't matter if he does not. But Glenn Beck is a very articulate and smart man. And when he went public with the fact that God had given him a dream, I believe, if I'm accurate, I'm trying to be accurate, 10 years ago. Then he got the dream a year and a half ago that he only shared within a couple weeks ago. And in the dream, he was called into a meeting in the White House, or other people that were in the room that were with Glenn, and then they're taken out of the room in the White House, and he hears three gunshots. I think it was three people. He then sees the person he identified. He knew who, and I'm assuming it was the president. He didn't say that. Take off a mask, and it was a demon, okay? Now, ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Beck, this is his story, and I mean, no, I don't want to screw up the story. You need to watch that podcast broadcast. But the thing that was interesting to me is he gets a call from a minister, hasn't heard the guy. Obviously, they're friends. They know each other. And the minister tells Glenn he has to come over. It's really important that he has to come over. Glenn, this is his words, goes over. And the minister is sitting on, I guess, the edge of a couch, like when you lean forward when you're going to talk to somebody, you know. And the minister, who did not know Glenn's vision, separated by, you know, 9 years or whatever, says, sometimes God speaks to men in dreams. And I think he said, and God has spoken to you in dreams, and you know it. That was all the minister said to him. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, that's about as much of a word of knowledge, a miracle that the Bible details in 1 Corinthians, that a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. How do you think Glenn, you know, here's the deal. He told his own story, and it's a wonderful story, but it's pertinent, germane to the time. You cannot deal with what we're dealing with, Doug. I guess if there's the five gold star statement, by the grace of God, I could make. You cannot put the context of what you're seeing playing out before you in death, famine, plague, a war, peace being taken from the earth, in any other context than a spiritual context. And Jesus, and you know, makes it clear. If he's told us earthly things and we believed him not, how can he tell us heavenly things? And, you know, we're in the same context. If we share what is public, and it's you know, Eric put up those articles. Again, thank you, Eric. You know, look, it's public. The thing that I want to share with everyone is this. The devil does not care who he kills as long as everyone who's a human being is killed. Those are the exact words of Yuval Noah Harari, you know, and I want to call him Harari Kari, you know, wish he would, but that's another point. And ladies and gentlemen, he's supernaturally bright. He is speaking in dark sentences. God wants his people. God doesn't send any of his people to death due to ignorance unless they choose to avoid his warnings. That's why Jesus said, in this generation, the children of the world, they're not being saved, you know. The children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. At least the children of this world have self-interest in mind, theirs. In this contemporary, hypocritical, non-believing zone, I would call it unbelieving claimants to be believers, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching right now. It's the truth. So anybody who's wanting, let's just say this. Let's say you are a satanic implant, not in a tooth. I mean, literally an entity. And let's say that the Ephesians 6 means way more than most people thought about it, you know, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And Eric, if you can find that scripture, you know, and put up the first four verses, I think people would have a better understanding, Doug, because you cannot begin to understand the present nor be able to embrace the future to overcome the future, not with fear, but with faith, unless you understand that we're not fighting an earthly battle. And I think that's the most poignant point that Glenn Beck made in sharing that story. Look, I don't think there's a better communicator than him. I don't believe there is. I mean, he's a fabulous communicator. He's a knowledgeable guy. He did his homework. Obviously, he went through a tough time and pulled back and pulled out. And who knows all the threats that were on his life. But God is going to keep a remnant alive. But ladies and gentlemen, if the Deagle Report, with all of the background, with all of the information, the Rockefellers, and Bill Gates' statements, if we're watching children turned into little perverts at the White House, if you're watching, you know, the slaughterhouse, again, I correct myself, if you and I understood, I'm told this by somebody that knows, if you, Steve, understood the level of debauchery, child sacrifice, blood sacrifice, and satanic ritual beneath the White House, they said point blank, you'd vomit. And I don't want to focus on evil. I want to focus on the answer to evil. But ladies and gentlemen, when God's people won't speak up against the evil, and that's why, in effect, I got to tell you something. I have seen the angel glyphs. You have seen some of them. And the reason why they're important is because even, Doug, I think we showed it one time on your program, the astonishment of when some of the lead fallen angels are discussing amongst themselves, okay, did you ever believe it would be this easy to destroy mankind?
You know, that amazes me, the timing of everything. And by the way, there is Ephesians, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And boy, if I can opine here, that darkness is enveloping this world very quickly, against spiritual wickedness in high places. By the way, Russ Dizdar sent me a statue with that phrase engraved in the statue before he passed away. And he knew this better than anyone, except perhaps for Steve Quayle. But you know what? It took me a long time to really understand this. It's almost as if, I didn't read my Bible. But there it is, right there, Steve.
Hey, Doug, read if you wouldn't mind. Read, the next three verses, too.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You better be girded up, folks. You better be girded up with the word. Go ahead, sir.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's not only the breastplate of righteousness, but our feet need to be shod with the preparation of gospel.
Thank you. Sorry. I left that out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, but here's the bottom line. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Okay, this is a Roman gladius. I've used it before. I got to be careful. I'll back it off a little bit. Romans had to fight close in. I'm a sword guy, but if you even look at the evolution of swords from thousands of years ago, the Roman, this is a two-edged sword, and it was close fighting. And in close fighting, it got down and dirty. But I want people to understand, I call this proximity war, okay? It's not some kind of a theological concept. Well, you know, it's a metaphor. This is life and death. I've got to make sure I'm not like, you know, going. I got excited once. I thought, good thing I ducked that one. But the point is that in over in my left corner, no one can see it. I can't turn the camera. But I have the armor. It's called Charles V armor. It's replica. But whenever I see the sword of the Spirit, remember this, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is coming back at the culmination of the Battle of Armageddon, which is still at least 42, maybe, 50 months away, whatever it is. And he's going to literally slay the Antichrist, all the fallen angels, everything with the, now be careful, Steve, with the sword that comes out of his mouth. The sword that comes out of his mouth is the word of God. The Bible teaches, listen, the Bible teaches that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. This sucker's sharp. But this is the sword of the Spirit is the word of the Lord. We don't understand, and I don't. I wish I had total understanding of this. I got a little glimpse. Doug, the word of God, when used against the powers of darkness, is better than a Roman gladius, you know? There's very few swords that take their place in history. But for the record, too, ladies and gentlemen, these have been found in the United States of America by, several thousand years ago. But like everything, they go into the great Smithsonian black hole of denial. But some people still have them. I'm talking about antique Roman gladiuses. How do they get here? Oh, they just brought them over as keepsakes when the Pilgrims and the Puritans showed up. Huh, that's kind of tough because they didn't show up until 2,000 years later than these are dated, found in the desert Southwest. So anyway, that's just a little aside. But what's important is, and this isn't show and tell, this is important for people to understand. And I won't do it to myself, but if you know, this is typically, this is, I think, 24 to 30 inches. This is designed and built. It was such exacting precision. I don't want to name drop, but he's one of the most famous rifle makers and luthiers, guitar makers in the world. And he made it for me. I've known him for 40 years. He made this 40 years ago. But I stare at it, and I ask myself, Doug, am I effectively using the sword of the Lord, the word of the Spirit? Because with our hearts, we believe unto righteousness, but with our mouths, my hearts, we believe unto righteousness, but with our mouth, we confess unto salvation, Romans 10, 9 and 10, 10. Again, I'm sorry, I may phase on that a little bit. But the point is that this is what the word of God does to our enemies. Guess what? They want to take the sword away. They want to make the word of God to none effect. They want to make the word of God illegal. They want to make the word of God and those who use it dead. They want to make sure the Bible is declared hate literature. And ladies and gentlemen, God is going to judge the United States in the next how many months, how many weeks, how many days? I don't know that. But I do know this, Russia will not allow itself to be destroyed by the godless West. And we're not talking about communist Russia. We're talking about nationalist Russia. And oh, by the way, I still maintain that some things have to happen. And I, unless somebody does something stupid, but it was critically important that the statement was made by a former Russian general. I don't know if I sent you that story, Eric. But he said, we need to nuke London first before we nuke the USA. Doug, how many times have you heard me say that it will start in London?
Yes.
Did that surprise you when the general said that?
No. I mean, it would have had I not heard it from you. Okay. It would have, I suppose. But no. And I don't think you said that. But regardless, no. But again, it doesn't matter. It's documented what you said about nuking London. There you go.
And there was even I forget what it was, like a card game or something. Oh, good night. Operation Blackjack. And it showed the nuclear attack on London, just like the, that cartoon series, what was it, The Simpsons would always show events ahead of time that would happen.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the boasting of great things that the Antichrist is notorious for. And again, I want to get back to what Yuval Noah Harari and that mouthpiece, Darth Vader without his helmet on.
Klaus Schwab.
Yeah. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, these are the haters of humanity. They want you dead. They want your children dead. They want the entire creation that the Lord God of heaven has created. And God rebuke them all in Jesus' name. But this is the devil's time. And we could be resisting. And Doug, I'm heartbroken about the people that are still in jail 2 years after January 6th. I want to pray right now. I feel I'm going to pray.
Please.
If you don't mind.
No, let's do it.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, mankind can only deny evil to a certain point before it comes to their front door or comes, Lord, literally before their eyes. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that the people of God who are called by your name, that are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, would take up imprecatory prayer on behalf of all of those men in jail who have been held unconstitutionally and that are being absolutely mentally tortured, physically tortured. And God, in the name of Jesus, you said wherever two or more on touch or agree on agree in prayer on earth as touching anything on earth, Lord, that you would do this for us. And God, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that God, you would demonstrate to your people the power of anointed and agreeing prayer to release our brothers, whether they know Jesus or not, our fellow human beings. And God, you told us to remember those who are in bonds, in prison. God, in Jesus' name, I pray as you sent your angel to get Peter out of prison, you would send your angels, God, that the fear of Almighty God would fall upon every one of those jailers, that would fall, that God, your flaming angels of deliverance with their swords, you would open the eyes of the evil ones to flee. And I pray, God, we claim their release in Jesus' name, and we rebuke the powers of darkness in Jesus' name. Lord, your word opens prison doors and sets the captives free, just based on the word of what went on, God, in the book of Acts. Lord, in Jesus' name, there are no more excuses. There are no more arguments. There are no more, just acceptance. God, this is warfare. And Lord, we fight in the power of your might. And Holy Spirit, we ask this in Jesus' name, that you would release our brothers in that jail. And God, I ask that you will blow this whole thing wide open, Lord. And God, you've exposed the evil. I don't know how much more evil you need to expose, but you said before you'd allow the Russians and the Chinese, but the Russians first, to destroy the United States in a nuclear attack, you'd reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. Lord, I remind you of Herod. I remind you of those who have boasted great things. I remind you, God, who have mocked you and made fun of you and scorned you. And now we've got the two mouthpieces from hell, God, declaring you're dead. Lord, I ask that God, you arise, and Lord, you absolutely shake the earth, shake Washington, D.C., Lord, and let them tremble at your presence. And Lord, set the captives free. Father, in Jesus' name, we commit this unto you, and we say, so be it, Lord, because until they're free, don't let us forget our brethren that are in bonds. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. You know, we have people in gulags, American gulags, political prisoners. Since when has that been okay in America to allow that to happen? Steve, that is right on the money. And for all the bluster in the words we hear at Capitol Hill or in Congress, nothing is being done, nothing. And we need to somehow, in addition to prayer, but prayer first, we need to make sure that they're removed from the bounds of their captivity. So
I agree, Doug. And what a tragedy, what a travesty, what an abandonment of the faith, what heartless people we have become, that would even if it were one person, but how many, 450, if 380, I don't know the exact number, but I do.
I'm not sure they're giving out the exact number, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, the thing is that what matters, you know what? There's a statement, a slang statement, a street statement of what it is, and I don't think people understand what this all means. Now, look, I understand I'm just one guy, you're one guy. You know, again, I only point to the people that are alternative talk radio people, but you've been told everything. I mean, good night, Del Bigtree and Dr. Joseph Mercola and all the doctors and all the specialists, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. How many more amounts of evidence does it take? And yet, you know what? Silence of the lambs. And you've got a bunch of, Hannibal lecturers out there. Actually, I'm going to change it. You've got a bunch of cannibal lecturers out there basically devouring our freedom, our liberty, our justice. And anybody thinks, well, there's going to be a Geneva. No, there isn't. The powers of the world will not allow any evil to be brought before it, to be judged. Who's going to enforce it? You just saw 51 of the most powerful intelligence people and law enforcement, Department of Justice people all commit perjury. People say, well, don't they know that's illegal? Are you kidding me? They could care less anymore. And unless people stand up, and I'm only saying there's no way. I understand the devil's going to make war on the saints and prevail. But I also understand the book of Daniel, that they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to ask you today that you would keep Doug and I in prayer for the rest of the week, that you would pray and claim God's protection over us both. There's so many things I'd like to say, but Doug, putting lipstick on a lot of the pigs that are enemies. Oh, you shouldn't call names. Yes, I should. I've done that enough, but dressing them in jewelry, I'm not going to be again. I'm not going to be a jewelry store for swine, but I'm asking those of you who understand the nature of how evil it is to keep Doug Hagman and Steve Quayle in your prayers this week for God's intervention, his protection, and his deliverance. So those three things, intervention, protection, and deliverance.
Amen, brother. Steve, I know you got a blow here real soon, but you were on fire, and I'll tell you what, you made a lot of sense. And yes, folks, please keep Steve in your prayers, myself, this platform, Steve's platform, because we've been marked. So,
yeah. Well, and Doug, again, I want to say this to everybody out there. Thank each and every one of you that have been so generous. And I got to finish this out too.
Sure.
From this point on, the 15th, I think it is, of December, through the end of the month, going to the 15th of January, all the donations that we're taking are going to go to homeless vets, starving vets. I'm talking as in veterans who can produce their accurate information. And Doug, it's heartbreaking to see how many. It's also very telling and compelling. I'm just going to say this. I have the direction. I'll honor the widows who are in here. But right now we have brothers and sisters who are on the streets who can't eat, sleeping in some of the coldest weather. So I want to make this clear. The only people of the outreach, I don't know what you want to call it, are going to be homeless vets or even families of vets that can't feed themselves. Okay. I feel I have to... how do I say this? I have to focus on that. I try and obey. I'm responsible for all of those of you who donate money for this. And I got to tell you something, as Doug is aware, and I share stuff with him, there are some really dishonest people out there. So I've got a brother, my brother Bobby, and others who I'll incorporate into this. But the point being is this, I want to make it clear, as of December 15th, the only people I will help, they have to prove their ID and they have to prove their monthly income. One lady got mad at me because she makes $5,000 a month and she got shot twice in her back, probably in the wrong place at the wrong time, and sends me a tear-jerking emoji, Doug. In essence, you're breaking my heart. Well, it sounds like you broke somebody something else because you're the one. I have to put a threshold. And people, another guy said, look, I'm 4 months behind on my rent. That's not what this is about. This is about feeding the family of God, the veterans. They can't feed themselves. Taking them off the streets, putting them in rental places through the winter. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that's because of you and your generosity. So that I just wanted to make that clear. Again, this date is December 15th. And the year is 2022. So thank you for letting me say that, Doug, because it's really, you know this, it really bothers me. I want to be faithful, but I also don't know how to handle dishonest people.
I do. Don't screw with Steve Quayle's generosity, okay? If you are dishonest and you send a dishonest email, I will make sure a forensic team comes after you. Because my brother has done so much for so many, and to have dishonest people attempt to extort money from Steve Quayle, don't do that. Just a word of advice, don't do that. Steve, I want to thank you for what you do for so many. I mean, if people only knew the truth, they would be blown away. They really
well,
would.
And I thank you, Doug, from my heart to your heart. I thank you, listening audience, from my heart to those of you who are of good spirit, and all my critics, I want to say something. the very things you're being lied to about, or the very things that you have lied about us to, you will stand before God and give account. And that's not a threat, but God's been pleading with you. And if you're so critical of us, why do you listen? I have an answer for you. It used to bother me, Doug. It's because you're hearing the last opportunity some of you will hear to get right with Jesus, to get right with Jesus, to come to him and ask him to be your personal Lord and Savior. I understand people play, Doug, I was told this too. They play, and you know this, they play at every word we speak, looking for any chance they can to fault us. So yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you, because the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Ask God to teach you what authority you have in him. Bye-bye, Doug.
Good night, Steve. That'll do it. Hagman out.